Okay, so if anyone would like to join me in the praises to the 21 Towers, it's on page 191 in the Gold Prayer Book. Geshe-la said that we should do group practices before we start. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tower born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorning Amitabha, Action Mother of the Buddhists of the Three Times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift heroic, I sight lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord's fair rose turban lotus. Homage, Jesus' face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with my rays resplendent as a thousand-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, strength without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Kandavas Yakshas. Homage with her tray and face, destroying post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, my main masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, knitting garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on enormous moon shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out Messiah eternal. Homage, she moves beneath the blaze, like eon denning fire abiding. Rise up, let the joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, arranged part of the ten letters. Homage to the receipt letter, of the shape of syllable, whom five with century six of three worlds, may remandara and vindiam. Homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of Devalek form, with five spoken Tara and pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels veterans and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage, full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, choice of souls of spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with through mantras and prostrations, those are 21. And the prayer of the benefits is on page 190. Okay. Page 190. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon wakening in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. on the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan, page 27 in the Gold Prayer Book. Gosum gu pe gone cha tse lo nge sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che shak Ke pa ge wa nam la je iram kor wa ma tom bar du le shu ne do la che ki kolo kor wa dam Da shen gen an chan chu chen por ngo. Now turn to page 97. And then at the bottom of the page, there's your short mandal offering. So we'll chant that in Tibetan. Page 97. Saji perki jushin meto tamri rabinji Sangye Jindu Mikhe Huwa Hidrokunam Dag Jetsu Lama Dampa Kenam Ki Chukku Kala Kense Chujinti Jita Sampe Duje Zima La Jab Getche Ki Charpa Wab Tusa Idam Guru Ratamandalakam Nuryatayami
Sanje
Judan Soti Chonam La Jan Chubadu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyan Gi Pesanam Gi Dola Penchu Sanghe Tu Pasho
Sanje
Judan Soti Chonam La Jan Chubadu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi chen yen gi pe se nam gi do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho. Che dan so ki cha nam la jan chu ba du da ni kap su chi. Dagi chen yen gi pe se nam gi do la pen chu san ke tu pa sho.
Oh yeah. Good evening. Welcome back to Lamrim class. Where we stop? Wisdom. Oh yeah. I think everybody saw now emptiness.
Try.
Oh yeah, then which where the stanza number?
Well, we had some discussion before you came. I'm not sure. We're trying to figure it out. I was guessing 35. You said what, Mama? 40? Mama Lodge usually, right?
Oh yeah, so maybe some kind of review, you know, first some kind of review. The title of the text is called Lamrim Nyamgur, Nyamgur, Lamrim. The stage is the path. Lamrim stage is the path. Nyam gur. No, gur means gur literally means, you know, generally speaking it's like song, but in this case, you know, it's not just ordinary song, it's like song of experience. Experience gain by, you know, thinking or first studying Lamrim, then, you know, thinking, so then applying, you know, implementing in day-to-day life. So that's called experience, or experience, or song of experience of Lamrim, Nyamgur, Nyamgur, Nyam experience, or Nyamgur. So the experience song of Lamrim meditations or Lamrim, you know, teachings, or composed by Lama Tsongkhapa almost now 650 years ago. So the beginning of the text, you know, is the homage to Shakyamuni Buddha. So then the second part, you know, it's homage to Maitreya Buddha Manjushri. So then the second homage, you know, is to Maitreya Buddha Manjushri. So then the third, you know, also homage to Arya Nagarjuna and Arya Asanga, you know, Arya Asanga, those are the two persons after Buddha's parinirvana, so they greatly, you know, reestablish Mahayana teachings. So homage to Arya Nagarjuna, Arya Asanga. So then after that, you know, homage to Lama Adisha, who like carrying the lineage from you know, the lineage. This continues from Shakyamuni Buddha to Maitreya, Manjushri, then, you know, to Arya Nagarjuna, Maitreya to Arya Asanga. So then those both lineage, you know, so like received by Lama Adisha received both of those lineage. Continuation from Shakyamuni Buddha to till, you know, then, so then there's fourth homage to Lama Adisha, who greatly contributed to Buddha Dharma in Tibet, you know, in Tibet. So then after that, you know, so then homage to all the masters, you know, lamas of Lama Tsongkhapa's gurus, you know, homage to all the lamas of Lama Tsongkhapa's gurus. So then after that, you know, like explanations of importance of Lamrim teachings. it's like the lineage comes all the way from Shakyamuni Buddha to, you know, to Lama Tsongkhapa. So, so then Lama Tsongkhapa explains the importance of Lamrim practice. Oh, so the Lama Tsongkhapa said the Lamrim is like the king of instructions, how to liberate ourselves from samsara and also, you know, to lead all the way to enlightenment, you know, all the way to enlightenment. So that Lamrim is the king of instructions, so Lama Tsongkhapa said. Because it contains entire Buddha's teachings, therefore it is like king of in all the instructions, you know, king of instructions, because it contains entire Buddha's teachings, so that's why. Shunsang Tong Ki Chuo De, Shunsang Tong, like Shunsang, you know, like the wonderful instructions, thousands of wonderful instructions, when you summarize, then it becomes Lamrim teaching, Lamrim practice. You know. Therefore, Lamrim is like the king of all the instructions. So then Lamrim also has, you know, four like great qualities that Lamrim possess. Four great qualities that Lamrim possess. Tematamje Game Toba Tang. So there is, within Buddha's teaching, there's no contradictions. And some people, they found, or there are some kind of contradictions between Sutrayana teaching and Vajrayana teachings. Actually, there's no contradictions. So it complements each other. It complements each other. There's no contradictions. So people who practice, who follow the Sutrayana practice, and they kind of refuse Vajrayana practice. And people who practice Vajrayana, then they say, oh, all this, you know, the Sutrayana, they kind of, you know, so their thought is kind of contradiction, and not knowing that, you know, one of the great Lamrim qualities is like, there's no contradiction, so this is kind of complement each other. So Sutrayana teachings, there you build the foundations to practice Vajrayana teachings. Oh, so there's foundation, there's no contradiction. So then there's the first qualities, you know, so the Lamrim help us to understand there's no contradiction between Vajrayana and Sutrayana, there's no contradiction. So then you learn that by studying Lamrim or practice Lamrim. Then the second quality, the great quality is like Sunda Malu Danga Chawa. Sunda Malu Danga Chawa means then every teachings, you know, to after learning all of them, then every teaching become quintessential instructions, you know, appears quintessential instructions. For your path or for your practice. Sunda Malu Danga Chawa, there's nothing to left out. Everything become quintessential instructions. So then the third quality is, you know, then the Lama Tsongkhapa explained the third quality is like Jave Gongpa Dela Nyebas, you know. So then you will practicing Lamrim, even though size wise, you know, it's very small compared to all the thousands of books they taught by Buddha, you know, so compared to the length of the teachings, you know, it's very small, but it helps you to understand, with very little effort, it helps you to understand entire Buddha's teachings, you know, with very little effort. Dela Dunyava, Jave Gumba, Dela Nyava means then, like, helps you to understand quicker than, sooner than later. That's the one of the great Lamrim qualities, the third quality. So then the fourth great quality is, you know, it will help us to prevent, to, you know, to, how is it, to sink deep into samsara, it helps us to prevent from sinking ourselves deeper into samsara. Nijie chenpo means all the, how is it, negative action is considered as a clip, It protects us from falling off the cliff. So that's the fourth Lamrim great qualities, Lama Tsongkhapa explains. Therefore, regardless of all the traditions, Sakya, Nyingma, Gijru, Gelug, Kagyu, all great, four great sects in Tibet, they're all inspired by Lamrim teachings. Not just in Tibet, also in India too, because when Lama Adisha taught Light of the Path, when he wrote this, when he composed that text, Lama Adisha sent that text back to India. At that time in India, there's many, you know, highly realized, you know, beings and great practitioners, and a lot of scholars, pandits, and scholars. When they receive that text, when they read, they are like amazed, you know, they are amazed. They are very amazed, you know, so like, very short text, you know, so explain entire Buddha's teachings. That may not happen if Lama Tsongkhapa did not come to Tibet, because people in India, they are well educated. So, and people in Tibet, you know, they are, compared to people in India during that period, it's almost like, I say, dummy. So then Lama Adisha, you know, taught something short that summarizes entire Buddha's teaching called Light of the Path to Enlightenment. So then, you know, it's so easy to, you know, easy to read or easy to study, easy to remember. So they are, you know, like they are so amazed by Lama Adisha composed that Light of the Path text and greatly benefited, you know, so many people back in India, of course also in Tibet. So they say, okay, maybe if Lama Adisha live in Tibet a little longer, so we all get benefit. No, otherwise, you know, they want Lama Adisha to come back because Lama Adisha has a big responsibility back in India. So then they said, okay, maybe Lama Adisha live in Tibet, so then we all get great benefit. So that's the Lamrim, you know, it becomes huge inspirations for all different great sects in Tibet, not just that, also back in India. So everybody was very like pleased by that text. So because then it contains entire Buddha's teaching. Therefore, if you read, if you talk, read, think, meditate on that, you know, this Lamrim. So that's like you get equal benefit of, you know, reading, talking, thinking, meditating on entire Buddha's teachings. So therefore, you know, it's kind of like there's reason to feel fortunate, you know, if you are reading that Lamrim or thinking about the Lamrim. You know, size-wise, it's very small, you know, it's not something that we cannot handle. It's something very, you know, like very easy to, you know, like to read, short text. Sura kunji nimbo nulduwa tsulti tuli, even just one time, not saying all the time, even just one time, saying, thinking, meditating, talking, about this, you know, song of experience, that Lamrim. Not just that, you know, so the foundation of all the good qualities, or three principal aspects of path enlightenment, or liberation in the palm of your hand, then Lamrim, great Lamrim, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, all of that, contain entire Buddha's teachings. Just one time, they get equal benefit of studying entire Buddha's teachings. You know, you can see behind me, all of that, entire Buddha's teachings. So, Rākūjī nīmbu dūnduwa sūdhī tūnī tūnā nīmbit tāmjī chūnā tīvēpīrā lācīn dūvāngī tēdēr sāmas. Therefore, we must think. If you get that much benefit, why not? No, why not? why not, you know, think about that, you know, on a daily basis. Oh. So there's, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa explains the qualities of Lamrim teachings, qualities. Oh. So therefore, there's reason why you should feel fortunate. Even just saying that, you know, then thinking, you know, so that become review meditations. Then analyzing any topic from that Lamrim become analytical meditations. And concentrating on that subject has become, you know, like meditative, you know, ecopoise, you know, yamsha. It becomes single pointed meditations. So then you are, it's like, there's like equal benefit of, you know, thinking about entire Buddha's teachings. Saying entire Buddha's teaching, thinking about entire Buddha's teaching, talking about entire Buddha's teachings. Therefore, people do feel fortunate. Not just that, then they, you know, they feel their life is meaningful, you know, their life is meaningful. They are making this, you know, precious human life something meaningful. Not just that, they also feel taking the most out of this precious human life. So then, you know, it imprints in your mind stream, it leaves imprints in your mind streams. Then that, you know, seeds will be there. It's not going to get rotten, because over time it's not going to get rotten, it's not going to just be waste, it's going to ripen. Sooner or later, when it corresponds to the proper conditions, it will ripen again. So that's, you know, very good news. Then after that, you know, then Lama Tsongkhapa explains importance of, you know, guru devotions. You know, guru devotions. Then after that, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa explains about the precious human life. Precious human life. Then after that, Lama Tsongkhapa explains importance of taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. With the two main cause. So then after that, Lama Tsongkhapa also explained the importance of creating the cause for precious human life, and what one should do if you feel bad, purify, importance of purification practice, based on four powers. Among those four powers, the most important ones is regret. All of that, something that we can do. It's not like something we cannot do. All of that we can do. So then after that, the Lama Tsongkhapa explains about the Four Noble Truths, order of the Four Noble Truths. Why fast through the sufferings? Because there's a way out. That's why it's good, it's important to think about the nature of suffering, because there's a way out. It's not just to make people depressed. There's a point. Suffering caused by something. Caused by action. The action powered by thought. Positive action powered by positive thought. It's your thought. That creates the happiness, that produces happiness. Negative thought, action that's powered by negative thought, the result will be, you know, sufferings. Therefore, each and every one of us take full responsibility, you know, about our full responsibility about our thought and actions, you know. Need to guard precisely our three door, body, speech and mind. If we are truly seeking, genuinely, truly seeking happiness, freedom from all the problems, for good. So, then we should watch, guard our three doors. So within the thought, not all of them are positive. If all of them are positive, there will be no suffering. Why? people should suffer. Because of thought, we liberate. Because of thought, we sink deep into samsara. Not because of body, because of thought. Something that we can change with determination, practice, patience. So then after that, the Lama Tsongkhapa talks about, you know, bodhicitta, you know, altruistic attitude, source of all the happiness, cherishing others, the door to all the happiness. Attitude. My way, highway, that kind of attitude invites all kind of problems. It's time to redirect, change our attitude. Change our attitude. Cherish others. Share. Respect, regardless of, you know, religious background, races, culture, traditions, all looking for happiness. Every single moment, everybody's looking for happiness. Even the small insect, have no religion, no language, no education, seeking happiness. Why? Why? There's no difference. We are doing the same thing every single moment, hoping for happiness, trying so hard to overcome any kind of problems. Same. In that base, there's no difference. It's same. Then practicing compassion, kindness, loving kindness, cherishing others, then happiness of your sun will shine. Happiness of your sun will shine. Not just shine, it will shine and shine and shine. Continuously it will shine. Meditation on compassion. Their ongoing merit, their ongoing merit. So the Lama Tsongkhapa explained that, you know, importance of bodhicitta. So then after that, then the bodhisattva deeds, you know, bodhisattva deed or practice, even though there's hundreds of different kinds of, hundreds of thousands of different types of bodhisattva deed, when you summarize them, into six perfections. So the first one, the Lama Tsongkhapa explained, generosity, being generous. Just imagining my body, my three-time merit, my possessions. You just imagine, transform, you know, whatever that other beings needed, water, food, shelter, company, not the corporation, company. Just imagine, you know. Dagi Lida, Sim Jarana, they will move you this. You're just sitting there, but you think you're imagining my possession, my body, my three-time meds. You know, if somebody needs water, it's transformed into water. If somebody needs food, it's transformed into food. You know, that's how you practice the first profession of generosity. You know, so doesn't necessarily mean going out there, you know, giving some food. Not like that. It's not like that. Just thinking in the mind. Offering, giving them without expectations, without attachment, just to benefit, that's all. Not thinking about something, some kind of return. Just to benefit, that's all. Just to benefit. Then, true happiness is the sun. True happiness will shine like sun. True happiness will grow, no? Practicing gentle mind, is so important. Whether you believe in religion or not believe in religion, doesn't matter. No, practicing gentle mind is so important, So, then harmful mind will deteriorate, automatically deteriorate, get weaker and weaker, then eventually it will go away for good. You just have gentle mind, that's all you have. So, no, that's happiness. That is mental happiness. Sempa Sambo, in Tibetan word called Sempa Sambo, gentle mind. Sempa, mind, gentle, Sambo, Sempa Sambo. Semsang Jongtang, Nesim Dimjidip, Lama Tsongkhap also composed another, you know, mind training text. And that mind training text, Lama Tsongkhap said, practice gentle mind. Semsang Jongtang, Semye Dimjidip, harmful mind will deteriorate, eventually will get weaker and weaker and weaker. The harmful mind, there's the pain. There's the pain. Oh, there's a pain. There's mental sufferings. Don't need that. Don't need that at all. Don't need that at all. So then, you know, generosity, you know, importance of, you know, the Lama Tsongkhap explains the practice of generosity. So then ethics, what we call like three practice or three trainings, you know? The one of them is like ethics, you know. Tsudim nyeje, tumatubi choose, you know, tsudim nyeje. Feeling, you know, like unpleasant feeling or discomfort feeling caused by, you know, unethical behavior. This is like, you know, like, these are like stain, you know, stain, dust on the cloth. Ethics is like water that can clean that dust on the cloth, what else you call? Stain, you know. With water you can clean, ethics like that. Practice of ethics like that, it will clean that stain or dust, that's caused by unethical behavior. Word, physical, mind. And that practicing ethic, you know, will, you know, how is it, or ethic is like water. You know, like discomfort of heat. So talking about heat. So last couple of days, the weather, you know, so like, there's like discomfort of heat. Nimo tsadung, nimong. That, you know, discomfort of heat, discomfort of heat refers to Disturbing thoughts, such as anger, jealousy, pride, arrogance, harmful mind, evil thought, all of that. It's like discomfort caused by heat. They are like discomfort caused by heat. Nimo tsadung. So then, Ethic is like, you know, like water. They can clean. It's like moon. It's like moon. Give you, how is it, fresh feeling. No, physical. It's not heat. There's no heat. You know, it's kind of like, how is it, yeah, the full moon, there's no heat, you know, so it gives you kind of like fresh, you know, like feeling. Nimotado say, dawewe, light of moon, light of moon, light of moon. Everybody in the community, everybody in the town, in the country, look up to you, because you live your life very ethically, so people look up to you. You don't need to advertise, people will find out, you don't need to advertise. It's like the flower of the fragrant, fragrant or fragrant?
Fragrant.
Huh? Fragrant?
Fragrant.
Yeah, police, you say it a little loud. Fragrance.
Yes.
Fragrance. Flower, you don't have to be right next to flower. Flower, you put it there, the fragrance will travel very, very far. People can smell. Ethical life is like that, you know, you don't need to advertise. People can smell from the distance. Hmm? People look up to you, they will listen to you because you live your life very ethical life. If you lie, cheat, look down on people, nobody look up to you. That's not ethical lifestyle. That lifestyle is not considered ethical. It's very unethical lifestyle. Nobody be around. Nobody wants to be around, nobody look up to you. Even though you say some word, people don't trust. That's the importance of, you know, practicing ethics. So then patience. Then after that patience. And this is just review. After that patience. Shedantabi divame svatabi katume teve swela nindita nazosuju gombasha. So, you know, Guide to Buddhism Way of Life, chapter number 6. Shadideva said, when around 7 centuries, many centuries ago, there's no destructive emotion like anger. Even though there's many destructive emotions, but anger is the worst. So what have you got to me? Even though there's many different types of practice, but the patience is the best. Patience. Best. So then Lama Tsongkhapa explained the importance of practicing patience. That's the fourth perfection. So then after that, you know, the fifth, this is just review, Joyful effort, not just effort. You know, happy to do. Not just do, happy to do. Joyful effort. Doing anything happily, you know, something positive. Here, particularly refers to something positive that benefits your mind, that benefits other sentient beings. So that's called joyful effort. So then, you know, the internal quality will increase like waxing moon. Increase like waxing moon. Every day it becomes bigger. It becomes bigger, like waxing moon. So what is it? Something. So now, then after number fifth is single-pointed meditation, concentrations. The Lama Tsongkhapa explained importance of concentrations. Tenzin Gomdas, and according to mindfulness text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, not this text, but some other text. Tenzin Gomdas. Do single-pointed meditations. Lama Tsongkhapa says, do single-pointed meditations. Or maybe say, Tenzin Gomdas. Concentrate. concentrate. Dinishulatas. So two types of aspirations. There's two types of aspirations. Obscurations. Two types of aspirations. Will, you know, like indirectly, that, you know, it will, you know, eliminate these two types of aspirations during single-pointed meditations. Not just that, temporarily you get immense benefits of calm mind, peaceful mind, if you start to concentrate. Single-pointed meditation, single-pointed meditation. Single refers to the object, not just multiple objects, one object. One object, you concentrate. No, you don't think 100 different objects in the same time. No, so that energy of the mind scatters towards those 100 different objects. If you manage to place entire your focus or mental energy on one single object, you get immense benefit. What is the benefit? Calm mind, peaceful mind. It makes your mind calm and peaceful. Benefit of that, okay? So then, you know, here the wisdom now, the wisdom, you know, so let's just review what we so far, what we discussed, what I explained, you know, this, based on this song of experience, the text called Song of Experience, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. That's so far, that's what I explained. So today, then in the wisdom part. Not just wisdom, this is very particular wisdom. Very, very, very particular wisdom. So wisdom, actually, there, generally speaking, there are three types of wisdoms. Wisdom generated by reading, listening, you know, like that. So then wisdom generated by thinking, what you read, what you heard, thinking. Then the wisdom generated by thinking deep means concentrations. That will liberate you. Wisdom liberates. Concentrations, single-pointed meditation or concentrations makes your mind calm, peaceful. Even though in the service there's something happening, deep down there's calm mind, peaceful mind, deep down, always there's calm and peaceful mind. Then your mind is going to be firm as mountain. Mountain you can't move. Big mountain you cannot move. It's like your mind is going to be like that. If you let it still, it's going to be like firm as a mountain. If you just let it go, it goes, it only thinks something positive. That's the result of, you know, practicing concentrations. So then wisdom, you know, as I mentioned before here, you know, three types of wisdom liberates, it's frees. Somebody says, no, you told. Wisdom liberates. Brings satisfaction, contentment, all of that, you know. Not just by doing stuff. If you hope or will be content, and we are going to be satisfied doing stuff. No. If that's the case, all the Americans should be now satisfied or content, completely content. You use almost everything. All the now third world countries, they are still believing. They're still believing. Oh, if I have a car, I'll be happy. But you are one step ahead. So you use all this, everything, But poor people in poor countries, they still believe, if I get this, I will get that, I'm going to be happy. or if I possess, so many stuff, I'll be happy. That's not true. When you're about to move in this country, when you're about to move to other house, are we going to a lot of happiness? Or are going through a lot of stress. There's so much to take, so many things to pack, so many things to, there's not just so many things. Some of the box has been never opened 25 years, it's been there. And then, and people go through not like happiness. This clearly proves owning things doesn't mean more happiness. But people, there are handful of people, still believes, you know, if you get this, if you get that, you'll be happy, you know. It's all temporary. But if you practice wisdom, so then you can be content, you can be satisfied. So that satisfaction, contentment, pervades the entire body. It's not just here, eating something. I don't think hand is happy. Hand is not necessarily be happy if you're eating cheesecake. But here, the mouth is a bit there. And smelling is just here. But any happiness that's produced by wisdom is like, it's pervades the entire body. And that is not rely on external object. Whether there's external object or not, it doesn't matter. That happiness will be there. It's produced by thinking. Not necessarily smelling something, eating something, wearing something, listening something, looking at something. No? It's simply produced by thinking. So that kind of happiness will be there a long, long time. And it will increase. It can increase tremendously. Kind of happiness, whatever you call pleasure, happiness, you know, when you go to Nepal, happiness based on pizza is gone. Happiness based on French fry from the McDonald's, that's gone. Happiness based on chocolate chip cookie, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Food, that's gone. But there's no Whole Food in Nepal. There's no Whole Food. So that happiness is not there. So now, then hear the wisdom. Shut up, Sami. Shut up, Samo. Profound wisdom, not just wisdom. Profound wisdom understands true nature of self, and everything. When you say I, do we have any clue about I? Do we have any clue about self? But right from the beginning, we become attached to self. Not just you, everybody does the same thing. Even the insect. Then from there, my religion, my tradition, my culture, on my house, my tree, So need to go back to the root. I. What is that? Is it body? Or is it the thought? What is that? We say all the time. Do we say, if somebody asks you, how are you? Do we say, oh, my mind is happy. Oh, my body is happy. We don't say. We say, I am happy. What is I? What is I? How you define I? How you define self? What is it? Especially if somebody, you know, like, criticize you. You know, how dare you are, you know, criticizing me, how dare at that moment. So strong sense of self. But we don't analyze. So that's important. That's how this profound wisdom has been developed. Focusing on what is it? Is it level combination of aggregate and thought? Or it is aggregate or is thought? So then 4-point analysis, how to do meditation on emptiness, become very handy. That's how you do meditation on emptiness. Learn 4-point analysis. You learn that. So then that's how you do meditation. So that profound wisdom will cut the root of all the problems. It will cut the root of all the problems. Not just branch or some leaves, it will cut root of all the problems. What we call emptiness. Tumbaji, emptiness. Shirasamete, nitayame, sivyasava, trunachimita, surakulengabe, yudere, timumise, dimechototas. It is the light. It is the light capable to dispel all the darkness. All the darkness. Or darkness could be, you know, remain in the one house, been dark like 100 years. The moment of light will display their darkness like this. But how long that darkness has been there? It's been there 100 years. Nobody lit any light in that level, in that room. But you lit the light and the darkness will go on. Not understanding self is like darkness. It's darkness. It needs to be light. We need to be light up. We need to be lit, the light. Lit the light.
We need to light
the light. Light the light. See, it's like the not knowing what is self. It's like dark. It's like darkness. Darkness. How long have we been there? How long? Probably a long, long time. If you light the light, and one time, does not need to be light the light like 1,000 years, light the light one time, that light will dispel this darkness which will remain there probably thousands of years. It will be eliminated. Shirasame, tenyitarime, sivyatsava, tunichime, sivyatsava, root of all the complications, all the problems. Timu means Dhammachudotas, one of the best lights. You know, if you light that light, it will dispel all the darkness. It open up your eyes, you know. So then, next time when you say, I, deeper understanding. It's not something solid, independent, absolute, concrete. It is very much dependent on causes and conditions. Now then after there's no like the continuation continue explanation of the wisdom part. Single pointed meditation or concentrations. Professional concentrations. So it's something called korwa, cycles. Birth, aging, sickness, death, again birth, you know, go round. It goes round. What we call expansion of Four Noble Truths is called 12-link. 12-link is the expansion of Four Noble Truth. Expansion of Four Noble Truth. Twirling. That's called Wheel of Life. That's the what the cycle existing. That's the what samsara is. Samsara is not a place. It's not a place. If there's a place, a lot of Americans will be free. Because you have passport, you don't require visa. Most countries, you know, very powerful passport. Then you can travel. Then you'll be free from all the problems. It's not the place. It's the dwelling. That's the samsara. Expansion of Four Noble Truth. Dwelling. Cycle. Round. That's called samsara. In that cycle, there are so many complications. So right from the birth to till death. A lot of complications. Wisdom, this profound wisdom, recognize what is self. That wisdom will stop that cycle. Stop for good. No, Siji Sambhyatsa no Kowai Tsawajibhi Nivambo, Siji Sambhyatsa no Kowai, not any like types of single-pointed meditation. Single-pointed meditation does produce calm mind, peaceful mind, but that's not good enough to cut the root of samsara. See? Siji Sambhyatsa no Kowai Tsawajibhi Nivambo, Shinye Lambda Tere, Shadab Jisnaje Nivambo Dobes. Oh, afflicted mind, disturbing thought is not easy to challenge. So it requires, you know, shamatha, samadhi, kamabhajing meditations in order to really cease the root of samsara. Does not mean Singaporean meditation is no benefit. If you do Singaporean meditation, you will enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. That does not mean you can, just that can cut the root of samsara. What it needs, shamatha, kamabhajing, to cut the root of samsara. Once you reach the karma abiding, achieve karma abiding or shamatha, you can focus on one single object as long as you want. Days, months, weeks, no problem. So that kind of, you know, like concentration is the best, you know, called shamatha, samadhi, or shamatha, doesn't matter, shine, shine. Oh, so that will cut the root of samsara. Oh. But we have so many things to worry way before cutting the root of samsara. Don't we? So pain caused by anger, etc., all of that. There's many, many things, you know. Or I don't think I can ever cut the root of samsara. Or Vishla is talking about, you know, shamatha. It's hard to achieve. I'm just repeating here. I'm not just talking. Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that. I'm not saying that. Lama Tsongkhapa is saying to all of us. I'm just repeating here. If the goal is to cut the root of samsara, then shamatha needs to be developed. Without that, it is impossible. Who said? Lama Tsongkhapa said. When? 650 years ago. Almost 650 years ago. So Lama Tsongkhapa did not say, oh, you need shamatha in order to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. No. You can concentrate, you can enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. If you really want to cut the root of samsara, you need to achieve shamatha. Tawa jube, nivoma shinelame shilajimu, ilu puta jube shadab, yome shinetala jyunezi, ilu puta jube shadab des. Oh, wisdom. Profound wisdoms, meditating and searching of trying to find what is self. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? I am not happy. What is it? What is it? What is it? I. Oh. How many times a day you say, I am. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. No, many times. Do we ever analyze? The wisdom analyzing true nature of self, true nature of everything. That's called profound wisdom. That wisdom, then you put that wisdom on the horse like shamatha. Shamatha, very steady. Steady horse. If you put that wisdom on the horse of shamatha, Tata Umir, if you're changing it, then using this four-point analysis, so then it will eliminate all the misunderstanding of things, how they exist. Everything exists because it's called. It is called. I was called Gelek when I was born, not right after when I was born, I'm nobody. So then somebody decided to call me Gelek. So I become Gelek. So then after the people see, they see me Gelek. Then after that I finish my study, then I become Gishi, then it's called Gishi Gelek. So then I came here to Raleigh. So then after the people with the Kadam, resident teacher of Kadamba Center, Kishikega, so then all of them. Just people call that. Oh, yeah, people call. So it's level. Oh. So that level is dependent, it's not independent, absolute, concrete, something serious. It's just like illusions. It's not illusion, but it's just like illusions. It's just like dream. It's just like illusions. No. So benefit of this profound wisdom, if you manage to let that wisdom ride on the horse, steady horse, like Shamatha, oh, so then with, you know, like, oh, the help of the four-point analysis, then root of the samsara will be cut. No more birth, no more death, no more aging, no more sicknesses. It's all gone for good. It's all gone. It's all gone for good. Then Lama Tsongkhapa says again, no. Doing single point meditation is shamatha is very, very possible to achieve. It's not like impossible to achieve. Lama Tsongkhapa says, you can be, this is remember, you don't need to say, it's very possible that you could achieve shamatha, samadhi, or shine. These are all something that can be achieved, you, me, all of us. We are all capable because we all possess Buddha natures. Something that can be achievable, not something that cannot be achievable, not like that. Every one of us, capable to achieve, Buddhahood, achieve liberation, okay? She loves Sungjae. Oh, combination of, karma, combinations of, shamatha and special insight called Saktong. She loves Sungjae. She, karma binding, Sak, special insight. Sungjae means, has a, combinations, unification of, shamatha and special insight. Yeah, that's very, very possible. So that's how you cut the root of samsara, okay? So then Lama Tsongkhapa said, I myself did that practice. If you are sincerely, genuinely seeking way to cut the root of all the problem, then Lama Tsongkhapa said, please do the same thing. So you could cut. All right. Then so then Nyamsha Namgatabe Tony. So are you reading the books? Or are you following the books? Nyamsha Namgatabe Tony. Nyamsha Namgatabe Tony. Nyamsha meditative ego poise. Nyamsha meditative ego poise. Namgatabe Tony. Emptiness like space. Space? Emptiness like space. Clear space. Jetop jumatabi tingji, jetop no post meditation. So jetop, you come out, then you eat, then you clean, then whatever you do, pay your bills, whatever the daily chores that you do. So that's called jetop post meditations or sessions. So, Jadob Jumatabhitinji means concentration like illusions. What is that? Jadob Jumatabhitinji Jadob post meditation period or sessions. Jadob Juma illusions. Jumatabhitinji concentration like illusions. Jivatavitti. What is that? That is when you come out of the meditation on emptiness, everything. Nothing is serious, everything is like illusions. Nothing is concrete, solid, absolute, everything is like illusions. Perceptions, reflections of the thought, your thought. Reflection, perception, reflection of your thought. Reflection of your thought. A reflection of the moon in a clear lake. Clear lake. There's your mind. Clear lake, there's your mind. Then the moon reflects in that lake. Does it look like moon? It looks exactly like moon. But it's not moon. It's not moon. It's called reflections. So reflection of the moon is not moon. Or reflection of the, what is the reflection of apple pie? Apple pie. Reflection of apple pie or cheesecake in the clear lake. Does it look like that? It looks like that. It looks exactly like cheesecake. Is it cheesecake? It's not cheesecake. If you fool by that, if you jump there, try to grab, there will be no cheesecake. Therefore, it is like that. Everything is like that. It's just a reflection. It looks exactly like that, but it's not. It's not. It's like illusion. Why is it like illusions? Because the way it appears, the way it appears, everything, self, everything, the way it appears, the way it exists, is different. Therefore, it is like illusions, like magic. It appears somebody's lifting from the ground. That's how it appears. But that's not what it is. That's not what it is. It's illusions. It's illusion because your mind has been tricked. Your mind has been tricked. That's why you see. Do magicians see that? Yeah, magicians also see that too. What's the difference? Different, you believe what you see. Magicians don't believe what she or he see because their nose is just. They just made it up. That's the difference. Do magicians see? Yeah, magicians see that. Do I see? Of course you see. What's the difference? Difference, big difference. Magicians don't believe what she or he sees. We believe what we see. Not just that, all kinds of emotions rise based on illusions. Illusions. For us, it's not illusion, it's this something serious. Amazing, serious, solid, concrete, independent. Whatever emotion arises on that, the foundation is, there's no foundation, it's illusions. We just build so many things, in the end, it's just built on illusions. So that's why it is like illusion. Why? Because the way it appears, the way it exists is different. Nang ne mitimba, nang ne mitimba, nang. The mode of appearances and mode of existence is different. That's called conventional truth. It's not called ultimate truth, it's called conventional truth. That's why, kunzob demba. It's true to my mind. It doesn't mean it's true. Ultimate truth, the mode of way it appears, the way it exists is same. What is that? That's emptiness. That's ultimate truth. That's ultimate truth. Because the mode of appearances and mode of existence is same. That's called ultimate truth. True truth. Four noble truth, true truth. No? Conventional truth, ultimate truth. Conventional truth is like that. So that's why I go Jedo Jumatabe Tengis. Nyamjan Nangwatabe Tony Jedo Jumatabe Tongzi. If you want to meditate on emptiness, do you see something? Yeah, do you see something? What do you see? You see emptiness. What it looks like clear space. That's what it looks like. Nothing else. It doesn't look like books, it doesn't look like this, it just looks like clear space. So then when you come out of that, you know, so then, I'm not saying it is illusion, I'm not saying it's illusion, it's real. But it's like illusion, it's like dream, it's like illusions. You know? Therefore, there's no absolute beauty. There's no absolute good. It's the perception of people. Maybe it's good to you, not necessarily good to someone else. Therefore, there's no absolute good. That good is very much dependent on level. As the beauty is the beholder of the eye.
Beauty is
in the eye of the beholder. As the beholder. What that means? That means there's no absolute beauty. So, Nyamshan, Nangwa Dabhe, Jado Juma Dabhe, Gomnes, so then meditating on those two types of, meditations, called method and wisdom. Method and wisdom. No? Wisdom, realizing emptiness, method, bodhicitta or compassion. Like two wings. Then you can fly. Well, not just fly, you can fly well. Nyamshan nangwa tebe tongye da jido juma tebe tongma nye gomne tapche sunje jasa je par jongas. That's how you go beyond. That's to know two wings. That you go beyond samsara. So then after the two more stanza, then this text officially complete. Good news. So whenever I start some text, it never finish. Going forward, most of it is going backward. Not just that, then going sideways. Then going right, then going left, then going up. Hardly finish. So now this text, today is going to officially be, it's going to finish. So that's how you go beyond samsara, okay? To grow these two wings, then you can fly beyond samsara. So now you read that text, then you understand. Teda juda devi tejinji lamjun yinga gubyo, judan devi tejinji, teda judan devi tejinji, jupalda jibe tebalo. Teda juda devi tejinji lamjun yinga gubyo, tumolam, lamjun yinga gubyo, tumolam. Judan devi, teda juda devi, teda juda devi tejinji. Teda juda devi tejinji. Ju, cause, devu, result. The cause refers to all the practices before wisdom, six perfections. First five perfections is a cause. Six perfections is a cause. You don't divide it, it's called, you can causal path. Devu dojitabas. No, so then the result part refers to, vajayana practice. So the Judah Devitinji Lamju Niga Gubya Tumulams. So both those paths require common foundations. Such as, bodhicitta, renunciation, bodhicitta require both of them. So first, build the foundations. So then rely on rely on guides, you know, qualified guides, or master, or teacher, or guru, or lama. Study them, put into practice, meditate on them, think about them, so then rely on perfectly qualified guide, or master, or lama, or guru. So then intensively, you know, study, you know, study. That's how you make this life meaningful. That's how you take most out of this precious human life. That's how it's been done. Most out of this human life. I don't think, oh, maybe, you know, I have no interest to study, or maybe there's nothing to practice. No. Lama Tsongkhapa said, practice a gentle mind. Practice gentle mind. All this harmful mind will deteriorate eventually. Practice gentle mind. Do something that you can do, you know, then do it well. Rather than just worrying about all of this, oh, there's too much material to read, think, to learn. So don't give up, never give up. It's for your happiness, Just practice gentle mind, Then time to time do single point meditations. You'll get benefit. This text is taught to those who seriously seeking liberations. But we can get a lot of benefit. What is the benefit? Equal benefit of thinking about entire Buddha's teaching, talking about entire Buddha's teaching, or thinking about entire Buddha's teachings, explaining entire Buddha's teaching. That's the benefit. Don't need to wait till you reach Shamatha. You get those benefits right away. Right away, you get those benefits. Tera juda debe tiji je lamjun nyeba gebe tumo la chiji jine. Kebe debe je gan la dende jide shunye zo mewa tanjo dumo tendo dewa. That's how you make the precious human life. You get most out of this precious human life. That's how it's been done according to lamjun teaching. So, So then at the end, very end, Lama Tsongkhapa said, I wrote this text to help myself. And hoping it will probably help those who, you know, have some interest, wish to, you know, to walk into the same path that's been walked by Tathagatas, you know, enlightened beings, and will help, you know. Rangi Yila Khomba Chasita just wrote this text to make my mind more familiar with those teachings. That's what Lama Tsongkhapa said. I wrote this to make my mind only familiar, but to make more deep, you know, deep familiarization to this path. Lama Tsongkhapa wrote this. Rangi Yila Khomba Chasita Kasa Chela Pemba Javachebe Yonsuzube Kolenga Javachebe Yonsuzube entire path. Complete path. Java, Victor 1. Che means what is called pleased. Pleased. Entire path pleased by.
Pleasing to.
Entire path pleasing to Victor 1. Java, Yonzovela, Kolenga, Vishibi, Java, Kolenga, Vishibi, Java. And explain in very. has a very understandable way, you know. It's not like just stuck there, one stands out and giving up, don't answer what is that, no, not like that. Kole nga gishibi givas. You know, whatever merit I created, explaining entire path, pleasing to Victor 1, I explained that in very has an easy way. Easy way? Clear. Clear is not that difficult. Clear way. Whatever measure I created that by doing that, Lama Tsongkhapa. Rangi Yila Kuma Chita Jawa. Kore Dwa Kunja Namda Aso Thawa Bhaji Manam Deso. I make a wish that all living beings be never separated from this, you know, like, in the complete path pleasing to Victor One. So the Lama Tsongkhapa dedicated the merit to, you know, every living beings never be separated from this complete path pleasing to Victor One. So, make sense? There was a colleague who was the work on the number of the Tower Majumum, just a number of this, yes, Lama Tsongkhapa was praying all living beings not be separated from this entire path pleasing to the Victor One. So, Lama Tsongkhapa did dedicate the man. Oh, then, then there's three more stanza. Is it in our text? No? Usually there's three more stanza, it's not there, so. Tumba refers to Shakyamuni Buddha. Lama Meva means, you know, nothing above, no? Nothing above, this is the best. Nothing above. There's like Shakyamuni Buddha, nothing above, you know, that's the best. Temba means his teachings. Able to meet these teachings due to the kindness of the lamas, kindness of my lamas, I met these teachings who taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, nothing above him, you know, like that. So then merit, that I dedicate the merit to, may I able to, guided by these properly qualified teachers, life after life, till I reach full enlightenment, then you dedicate that. The Malnami, the Mother Javadnam, Javadi, the Machine, the Majurum was. May I able to guide it properly qualified teachers, like, you know, like such as Nagarjuna, Aya, Asanga, so on and so forth. Lai Lama, Lozan talk about this. So then maybe, you know, that dedication film wrote it by, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa students, you know, so not like composed by Lama Tsongkhapa himself, necessarily put it there. So that's why the root text, usually you don't see them. There's no root text composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. Those three stanza, the end of the teachings composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple, or Lama Tsongkhapa's disciple, you know. Don't remember which one, but in the composition. Nai Lama, Lobsang Thapa, Nai Lama, my guru, Lama Tsongkhapa, Lobsang Thapa. Ganden is the devotion of Samish Vakhana, Nama Khun Khun. So you are saying, wherever you may be, you know, my Lama, my guru, Lama Tsongkhapa, wherever you might be in Tushita realms, any other, you know, realms, you know, like pure realms, you know. Gandhe, that's Tushita, you know, Tushita, Gandhe. Within the desire realms, you know, there are different level of celestial realms, part of our realm, desire realm, this is called desire realms. And within our realm, there are seven levels of celestial realms. And there's one is called Gandhe. Not that one. That's called Gandhe. You know, for same in Sanskrit, it's called Tushita. Not that one. So maybe in if you see, maybe the reason I'm saying this less than if you say, oh, Gandhen, that's not the one. No, that's not the Tushita realm I'm talking about. That's not that one. No, so something else. More likely, it's like the last part of the form realm, somewhere there, Gandhen is located. Where? Maitreya Buddha's teaching dharmas, Lama Tsongkhapa teaching dharma. So the student is asking, you know, my guru, Lama Tsongkhapa, wherever you might be in the Ganden realms, you know, giving teachings, or whatever the pure realms, you know, and you are making the wish to be born there and to receive teaching from Lama Tsongkhapa. So, why is Lama Tsongkhapa, the Ganden realms, Tabeshingam, pure land. That's okay, may I be able to born there to receive teaching, not just to hang out, party. No, not to say, oh, may I wish to born there, then I can party with you. Not like that. To receive continuous teachings, to free myself. Oh. So then, the last stanza, now there's the kind of summary of Lama Tsongkhapa's, you know, bio, life stories. Tangbo Jajin Tupa among those in the beginning. Learn. No, not being content, learn this, no, there's question raised, and then learn so much, you know, the study, there's so much, learn. Tangbo Jajin Tupa in the beginning. Pado Shunru Tangbo Dambashas. Then in the middle, whatever he learned, everything become quintessential instructions to liberate yourself. And the end, day and night, try to put into practice, day and night, meditate. All this energy been invested, studying in the beginning, all many years with all kind of lamas, in the middle, then thinking about, you know, thinking and concentrating, all of that, you know. So then the end, day and night, put into practice. So then all that merit's been dedicated to, all this merit, you know, dedicated for spread the Dharma, you know, all parts of the world. You know? So that completes the materials. So, and time is 7 more minutes extra, so that's pretty good. Oh yeah. So now maybe I'll just say, you know, a few stanza, you know, from the intervention just for that, from the beginning. Om de leso chye puzo gele chye tum jo ta yen de jo ku so ma le chye 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 zo la ku da me tem ba te ye si ni de de zo ba ku jo ku no da ta me chin da ba ba ka wen de chi je gon ba de zo mi lo lo zo mi yo zo da be zo shin da chim bo ni de be sa mo da ba jo ma no yo zo da be ne de me da me zo mi lo lo zo ba ku da me ne ka da me de jo ku de de shin sa ze shen ni an na ku jo ze wonderful, excellent, yeah, thank you. Wonderful, yeah. So all seeds have been planted in your mind stream, entire lamrim is planted in your mind stream. So, oh, so it's good, very good. Oh. Yeah, Lamuna, so now dedication. No necessary, but just we do the with hand.
So we're on page 100.
Oh, maybe just. Maybe just.
Sa shi pe ki shu. Song. Mandalakam Niryatayami. Go to page 263. We'll read the final Lamrim dedication. 263. From my two collections, vast is space that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time. May I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings, the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness in it. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted conscious peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path to enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons, may all human and non-human beings eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent paths, never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may always be assisted by the mighty ones and the ocean of prosperity spread everywhere. And turn to page 245.
Yeah.
Excellent, wonderful, yeah. Good night, yeah, wonderful, yeah, very good. Yeah.